We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest next tape you'll find online. Next all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
The music has been hit, so we got some good news. Knicks, in the fifth game of the West Coast swing, headed in Staples Center against a tough Clippers team, but the Knicks would bring their A game on defense, and Derrick Rose would lead this team on the offensive end, coming in this second, and just in the first half, really, and really just putting this team back on track. You know, after a slow start, D. Rose got us going. He was absolutely in his bag, unstoppable offensively, and was able to get the offense going. And in the second half, the Knicks would be clinging. You know, obviously the Clippers are a good team. Clippers gave a big fight, but this Knicks defense was a pillar all game and really held it down. And in the fourth quarter, when we needed to close the show, we would do it with the starting five of Derrick Rose, R.J. Barrett, Reggie Bullock, Julius Randle, and Taj Gibson. Closed the show in a fantastic fashion, man. What a win. Great win. Knicks close it 106-100. Get their third win on this West Coast trip. Hey, we wanted a three. We got the three, CK. Let's go. Salute to everybody in the chat. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. 106-100. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped, CP the Franchise, CK2K in the building. Bro, man. I mean, we've had a lot of good wins this season, man, but this one has to be up there. Mm-hmm. This one has to be up there against a tough Clipper team. Fifth game out of six straight on the road, coming off a tough loss in Phoenix, and collectively they took it. Collectively they took it, man. Great effort, great win, 106-100, man. What'd you think about this game tonight?
Yeah, man, we went back to what we've been doing all season, and that was playing defense and then going to offense. And this, like you said at the top, this game was led by defense, and it was just so, it was fun to watch. Like I don't know about a lot of you guys. I'm sure a lot of you guys probably agree, but watching this team play defense the way that we play defense and watching it turn into offense the way it did today, like, it's just fun to watch. And that's why this game, a game that was very needed, because like you just mentioned, we played a rough one in Phoenix and definitely an even rougher one against Denver, and then coming up to play against the Clippers, who are right there at the top of the league, as well as those other two teams that we just played. And the Knicks look like, you know, they had amnesia. And that's what we always got to look at. We got to come into these games as if those other ones did not happen. And we played well, man. Reggie Bullock stepped in there to the spot that drafted him and said, remember me?
Second half, Bullock was here today. Bro,
R.J. Barrett played well. You know, the shooting number's a little rough, but he was 4-for-7 from three. Yeah. The shooting is continuing. I say it all the time. R.J. Barrett is a shooter now. You got to respect that man. Julius Randle hitting him when it mattered. Everybody else doing anything. And big ups to Derrick Rose, looking like he was going for a 50-piece. I know, because he was damn near 100% for that whole first half. Bro. I thought he was going for 50 points tonight. But the entire team stepped up when we were missing two key players in Alec Burks and Emmanuel Quickly yet again, man. And a huge win, like you said.
Yeah.
Los Angeles Clippers in Staples Center. And it felt like it was the Garden because there was a lot of
us LA Knicks fans
that showed
up. We were in there heavy.
Shout out to LA Knicks squad.
Yep, big time, big time. Salute to the LA Knicks squad indeed. As you said, we're shorthanded once again. No IQ, no Burks.
Yeah.
And this team fought from beginning to end. And I got to start with D. Rose, man. I have to start with D. Rose because knowing that those two guys were out, knowing that our bench was going to be shorthanded, Derrick Rose was unstoppable in this game, bro. Absolutely in his bag. Got to his spots with ease. Got the offense flowing with ease. Pushed the pace, pushed the tempo when he needed to. Yo, the flip shot is on the money now. We talking about IQ's floater. The Derrick Rose push shot is almost automatic right now, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of times with him where he's unable to finish is when, you know, he's kind of forcing the issue and trying to get to the basket and force those shots up, get the layup. Now he's playing much more under control, gets that push shot going, and it's money, man. And as soon, again, no knock on Peyton, but you were just, as I said, we're buying time. We're just buying time. And as this first quarter's dragging on and we're down to an 8-0 deficit right off the bat, I'm just waiting. Waiting for this guy to get in the game, and as soon as he got in, everything settled down. They were going to the half up two. Julius closed the half well with a corner three to RJ, corner three assist to RJ, and they would never look back, man. You mentioned Bullock. Second half, Bullock was critical in this game. Defensively, he was chasing Paul George around all the time. He had his shots at Kawhi Leonard. I thought defensively his effort was great. 5-for-12 from downtown, bro. That's where we needed him. 24 points for Reggie Bullock, along with two steals and a block. Come on, man. That was sensational for us tonight. Much needed, bro. Much needed.
Yeah, the defensive end, first and foremost, is like I said, that's just my key for today's game because we held it down defensively against one of the best shooting teams in the league.
Number one three-point shooting team.
Mook has been on fire all year long, and he was a non-factor today. Like you just mentioned with Paul George, Reggie Bullock was all over him the entire game. Man was 8 of 20 for only 18 points in a season where Paul George is on a redemption tour right now after everything that was said about him in the playoffs last season. Like, he's been playing good, and Reggie Bullock, he blanketed him the entire night. So, defense is always the first thing I'm looking at. But like you mentioned, Derrick Rose, like, that guy knew he had a job to do. It was a tough start, once again, watching number six do what he does. But the minute Derrick Rose came in there, the team looked completely different, settled down. And it was settled down, but also faster paced on the same time. You know what I mean? I just absolutely love. I can't talk about it enough how well we looked defensively against one of these top
keyed teams
in the NBA, especially after those last two games. I cannot talk about that enough. Defense. That was huge for us today.
The defense was huge, man. I love the way the help defense came in and helped on Kawhi Leonard. Mm-hmm. They got out to the three-point line as best as they could. You know, Clippers were off as well, but the Knicks said, hey, listen, we're not going to let we're going to try to stop Kawhi and Paul George with 2-3 guys, and if we get Batum out in the open, so be it. If we get Reggie Jackson some open looks, so be it. Mook, who had an off night, so be it. And, you know, that was the strategy by Tibbs. I thought the help defense was great. I thought RJ had some key moments going one-on-one against Kawhi and Paul George. As I said, Bullock. Second half, man, we really forced a ton of turnovers. Clippers overall turned it over 13 times. So you had an opportunistic Knicks defense, which is key, especially when we're shorthanded. Every inch counts. And I thought the defense was solid. How about my guy Taj Gibson in crunch time, bro? That crunch time lineup of Rose, RJ, Bullock, Randle, and Taj was sensational in that fourth quarter. Taj was a warrior battling with Cousins on the boards. Solid effort by him as well, bro.
You've been saying it, man. That's the lineup. That's the lineup that does the damage. You said it when we did the watch along the last game. That's the lineup that does damage. No, nothing against Nerlens. Nerlens has been phenomenal. Yeah. You know I love Nerlens Noel, but for whatever reason, when Taj is in there with those guys, it's like that's the lockdown lineup on top of us getting on some runs. But defensively, mainly, you see Taj Gibson does such a good job at covering the inside and helping. He's such a good job of switching and getting back to his man, and we saw that especially today. So, Taj Gibson, every game, I feel like throughout this entire tired. I know the road trip has been a little rough at times, but Taj Gibson has just been so key for us for the last few months. And, yeah, today was another one of those things. Silent night statistically, but it's what you see on the court. And he was just phenomenal for us again. So, yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned Taj Gibson for sure because he was great. He was great. Really good for us. And hitting key free throws at the end of the game, too. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Taj did his
time. Taj was huge, bro. Absolutely huge. How about the Gotham lob to Obi in the fourth quarter by
man.
Taj? Come on, man.
Taj
was huge, man. So big up to him. Big up to Obi as well. I thought he had some key moments there in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. RJ also found him for a baseline runner. So big up to Obi. He had some good minutes. We did Rose, Bullock, RJ. You know, RJ I thought had some clutch buckets in the fourth. Mm-hmm. They were able to find him for a nice elbow three there, and he knocked that down with ease. And then in the end, man, we wanted a closer. You know, D-Rose, I think he kind of came down a little bit, but our all-star delivered. Delivered. They went with the two-man game, Rose and Randall, down the stretch, trying to get Randall on some mismatches. They isolated him on the left side of the floor, and baseline Julius went to work, man. Had one over Reggie Jackson, took Batum to work. Took Paul George to work. It didn't matter. And even though, you know, listen, it was up and down game for Julius. He finished with 14 points and 14 boards. Decision making was kind of questionable. Four turnovers wasn't that great. When it mattered, he took us home. And that's all you wanted from him, to take us home when we wanted it, when we needed it. The rest of those guys did their part. Bullock, RJ, Rose, Taj, they did their part. Our all-star took us home. 106 to 100. We out of there, man. We got our three on the road. Hopefully we get four against the Lakers, but this was a critical, critical victory.
Huge. Like I said, top five teams over there in the Western Conference, and top five in the Western Conference means damn near top five in the NBA.
Yeah.
So for us to, you know, come here and recover in this game, huge win. But like you said, let's wrap it up in LA against the Lakers on Tuesday.
Yeah. And we're able to shoot 40% from three, which is good, 13 to 32 from the field, which is outstanding. And, man, I can't say enough about D. Rose's contributions.
Mm-hmm.
Taj Bullock was outstanding. You needed that. You know, shorthanded with no Burks, no IQ. You needed the 25, every inch of that 25 from Rose and that 24 from Bullock, especially when Julius was up and down. You know, he didn't have it early in this game. And the Clippers did a good job on him. Make no mistake, they did a good job on him. That is a good defensive team. But, again, Julius closed in the end. Supporting cast picked him up. So great win. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Happy Mother's Day to the mothers out there. We got 2,000 people rocking with us, man. So hopefully you guys gave, you know, so had hung out with your moms already and you hanging out with us today. Salute to Rhyme Animal Chuck D in the chat. Salute to Chuck. We got a couple super chats in here. My YouTube's going a little crazy. Just hang with me here. Salute.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, you know, I just heard what you were just saying, talking about those people watching. We got 2,300 in here.
2,300
likes
here,
on my
man.
Air, bro.
Let's go.
Something right about that.
Let's get those likes up, man. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CPCK2K in the building here. Number one show for the fans by the fans. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. Salute to Mark Austin. CK sends a super chat. He says, I don't want to hear about Rondo. Playoff Rose is ready to go.
Let's go.
Come on, bro. Absolutely unstoppable. And not to mention, 2 of 3 from downtown, 11 of 17 from the field, 25 points to go along with 8 assists. Monster D-Rose game. Absolute monster game by him.
Mm-hmm.
We thought the Grizzlies game was his best game of the year. This one topped that one.
Easily, man.
Owen Afriye says the effort level today was incredible. The growth of this team is commendable, especially after a tough fourth against Phoenix. Hashtag D Rose in effect. Hashtag go New York, go New York, go. Yeah, it was a resilient win, man, especially given the fact that, you know, they faced so much adversity in the Phoenix game. It really, you know, put their mental toughness into question. But they bounced back and they locked in, even after a slow start. You know, slow start against this Clipper team. As soon as D-Rose got in, everything was back on the money. You know, Frank came in a couple minutes, did his defensive rough thing, did get his corner three off, so that was cool. But, again, OB 7 points off the bench, and he went 46 minutes for Bullock, 45 for RJ. Tibbs was not playing around, folks. Yeah. Tibbs saw that we want this win. We got off tomorrow. We're playing.
Yeah.
We're playing.
But and this is what we were saying. Mm-hmm. Take the note from those last two games. Like, how are they going to respond to us getting smacked across the face from the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns?
Yeah.
And we all said that this is going to be a lesson, and we see how they'll return. And we all believed that the Knicks that we saw today would be the Knicks that we would see to close out this season going into playoffs.
Yep.
They took the note. They saw what went wrong. And, again, we had another slow start yet again, but we didn't wait around to get out of it. We went jumped right into the defensive end, and we got our offense flowing right behind it. This is what I wanted to see. This is what we were talking about. You know, you got to take those lessons,
yep.
Understand what went wrong. Don't get mad about it. Don't keep your head down. Head back up. Go on to the next game. And that's exactly what the Knicks did today.
Yep.
Winning the first time against the Clippers in Staples Center
since
2010 season.
Years,
this is the first time in years. Damn near over a decade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what I love to see, man. That's the difference between this Knicks team and Knicks teams we've had in the past.
True story, man. True story. They never let – yeah, they might lose a couple here and there, but then they bounce back. It is a resilient group, man. It is a resilient group in terms of just not letting the losses pile up and get to them. So great job by them on that. And salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new over 2,500 now, CK. So we are up. The fellas and the ladies have told mom, you got to wait 1 second. The Knicks just won a big game. We're gunning for the fourth seed in the East, mom. We'll to you for dinner time. Some of you probably, you know, arranged a brunch to schedule it accordingly to make sure you get back to Knicks Post Game Live. So I don't blame you for that one, man. It was a monumental win. Monumental win.
Huge, man.
Huge.
I'm hyped.
Huge.
I'm so hyped.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
So hyped.
Absolutely. We got a couple more Super Chats that we'll read, but let's get to the phones. Let me hear from, let's go to Will from the Bronx, bro. Will, what's going on, man?
Yeah!
What's good, bro?
CT, CK, these New York Knicks are goody, booty, goody. I am about to be on 9,000. First of all, just I want to shout you out, CP, because what you have done with Knicks Fan TV, I mean, this community, how strong and tight we are, like, it's really insane, man. Like, I know for the fans, by the fans, but honestly, bro, like, you really got to give yourself, like, a tap on the shoulder for what you've done. And I want to shout out Al Diddy for shouting me out, for trying to imitate my line. He said oogly boogly.
Yeah.
You still get the hate for effort, my guy. Shout out to you.
Yeah.
Shout out to Reverend J Boogie for resurrecting my spirits, because this team had me dead inside for years. So shout out to you, J Boogie. But as for these Knicks, are you kidding me? Max is giving us props. Like, really? Julius is an MVP candidate? Really? Star J, the Nine God, Broadway Barrett, lights out from deep. Really? The funniest thing about all this, which is really crazy, is how is how dominant D-Rose and Taj are in that pick and roll. Like,
man.
It's 2021.
Yeah.
And these two guys are dominating that pick and roll. It's insane. Like, this team, man, like, I'm just so super hysterical. They've surpassed my expectations by far. And I'm the most optimistic Knicks fan there is, y'all. But so keep doing y'all thing. Goody, booty, 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 booty. Out.
Salute, Will. Salute, bro. Salute, man. You know, CK, man, and he mentioned D-Rose and Taj, and it can't be understated what quality veterans can do. And don't take my word for it. And we've had a number of players on this channel that have said it at time and time again. I take their word for it. They've been through it.
Right.
It can't be understated. Meta was the last and the most recent player to talk about how important those guys are to this team in their fight for the playoffs. And as Will said, man, the pick and roll was on the money. Pick and roll, the chemistry, they take it back to Chicago, to Minnesota, and now here with Tibbs, with the Knicks. And, you know, just understanding what Tibbs wants, man. Taj is in a 12-round fight every single night. You can never question those two guys, their effort in terms of trying to help this team win games. It may not be pretty every night. Mm-hmm. But Rosa has been lately, especially his last five games. He's beasting.
Yeah, right, for real. Yeah, but almost a month, and I feel like he hasn't skipped a beat, bro.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. But, I mean, what they've done, you know, while Julius is trying to get back into the flow of the game, that's what won us a game, man, or helped win us a game.
Yep. 100%. And I'm glad to mention, like I said, anytime I hear somebody say something about Taj Gibson, I smile because and I'm glad it's just not going without being noticed because he's doing all those kind of things. And seeing that two-man game, now even the broadcast, because I'd watch it on ESPN, I'm sure a lot of people did as well, but they even mentioned it, you know, that old school Bulls connection. Yeah. It's real. Like, it's real. Like you just mentioned, they knew what Tibbs wants. They know how Tibbs wants to run it, and they do their thing. And it doesn't go unnoticed. It does not go unnoticed from us, and it's been great. You know, we talk about the Julius Randle and Reggie Bullock connection that they got going to two-man game. Mm-hmm. Again, the veterans just know how to keep the pace and know how to keep the game going and keep us in a situation where we can win the game.
Yeah.
And it's just been great to see, man. It's something that a lot of Knicks fans are probably a little skeptical about early on, seeing that, you know, some of these vets are taking a minutes away from some of their favorite players. But now seeing the result of it, everyone understands how important, how vital it is.
Yeah, true story, man. Absolutely true story. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CPCK2K in the building. For those of you that want to call in, the call-in number is 657-383-1509. You can also dial in via the Discord. Our Discord group is growing. It's on fire right now. Everybody's in here. We're like 800 strong. So let's go to the Discord right now, man. Let's hear from my guy, King Deej. King Deej in the building. What's going on, bro?
Yo, what's good? What's good?
What's good, bro?
What's
how you
good,
feeling?
Y'all? Run it up. Wait. Let me start off right, because I'm so hyped. CPCK.
Yeah. Let's go.
So hyped. Happy Mother's Day. Drop the roses in the chat.
Facts.
For Mother's Day and for the youngest MVP ever still in the game, man. Still playing at a high level.
Yeah.
Once he checked in after Peyton gives us virtually nothing, I said, oh, yeah, it's go time.
It's time.
And then once I saw Tibbs stay with him for the whole half, I'm like, oh, yeah. This is a playoff game.
This is an important game.
Big game. So let me just, you know what I mean, shout out the 9 guy. All the disrespect keeps on coming, but he just stays consistent. You know what I mean? And Randall, you're getting double teamed. You don't like what's going on, but way to execute in a stretch. Way to execute with nothing but back-to-back daggers against Paul George and Nicholas Batum. I love it. I love to see it. I love to see the resiliency, man. And, hey, you want to have a sidebar? Come here, Kawhi. CP, pass him a drink. Let me talk to Kawhi real quick. That boy Paul George, he ain't looking like a Robin, bro. A lot of these big games, you know, when the playoff style comes, you know, slow-down game. I don't be seeing you have a wingman, bro.
Yeah.
But I can tell you who's a better version of Siakam over here. Julius. Hey, Lowry. Hey, like you want to come down to Philly, right? Guess what's a 2-hour drive from Manhattan? Guess what? I got a crib in Wu-Tang District.
King
you can get to Philly in an hour, bro.
Right now, CK.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying. But sidebar, let's talk realistic. I'm just happy. I'm so proud. They fight. They fight, man. And that's why we love them. They fight, and they're young, and they're only going to get better, man. They just need that reps. Shout out Taj Gibson, like CK said, man. Doesn't get enough credit for just being the enforcer.
Yeah.
And I'm just so happy. And they get a rest day, so enjoy
true
LA.
Story.
Walk enjoy. Around, have fun, and run it up against them.
Appreciate it, bro. I had to clip him because the Discord was clipping, but my guy King D's is tight. It's hype right now.
Yeah. What's love that good, recruitment man. Pitch, too. Love, we needed it.
Needed that recruitment pitch, man. Great effort. Absolutely solid effort for sure. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CPCK2K in here. Let me read you a couple more super chats as they come in. Excited fan base right now. Salute to Alexandra Nick. Salute to Mr. William 1072 says this is the Obi we would have seen 40 games ago had he had a full camp. Summer league and not gotten hurt. I could see 10 points per game in the playoffs. Well, you hope so. If he gets in, Tibbs might go 48 minutes to Julius. Who knows? But you know, all jokes aside, you're seeing the comfort level and the confidence grow in Obi Toppin as these games go, and as we get into more important games, and that's even big, you know, because he's stepping up in the big moments. Gave us some nice baskets in the fourth quarter. Love that Gotham Live from Tibbs was beautiful. So great job by Obi. Blood of the Panda says that boy's coming. Like I said in my last super chat, Knicks looking like the 2010 Pacers. Randall looking like Danny Granger on steroids. And guess who played behind him? Hashtag Obi Avengers. Hashtag free Obi. Salute to First Lady of Sports. She says Knicks are making believers out of non-believers. Everyone on the national scene is talking about the Knicks. Hey, it's our time, man. Put some respect on our name.
Good or bad, they talk about. That's what I'm talking about.
That's it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's it, man. Let's go uptown. Yeah. Let's go to Surge. Surge, what's going on?
Hey, yo, what's up, CT? How you doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all of the women in the world.
Appreciate it.
No doubt. I've been a Knicks fan real short. I've been a Knicks fan since the short era, man. Like I was, you know, telling your person that picks up the phone. And I just want to say, you know, overall, I appreciate everything that you guys are doing for the Knicks, because these other outlets, they don't do that. They don't be holding us down like that. I don't appreciate them. I think they should turn off their electricity, but that's another story. real quick, though, man, yeah. I just want to say, man, yo, D-Rose, fantastic performance, man. Outstanding, man. Him and Taj Gibbs, man, I mean, wow. Wow. What more can you say? What more can you say, man? And I was here for, you know, the infamous 2-for-18 from John Starks and that terrible finger roll from Ewing, man. I just was like, oh, my God. Lord. I kicked my TV off the damn stand back then.
Yeah.
But just the same as anything, man, I stayed in there with them, and I'm still going to continue to hold them down, man. I love the Knicks, man. I love them. I'll never betray them for anything.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I just want to say that, man. I just want to say that, and I'm going to hang up, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Y'all keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate you.
Appreciate it,
and
bro.
Yo, I'm going to keep listening, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Loyalty, CK. Loyalty, man.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's about.
And that's what makes this right now, this season, so much sweeter. Yeah. So much sweeter because all those other moments in between.
100%.
Makes it so much sweeter. Yeah.
Serge sounds like he definitely canceled Mother's Day plans for the game and postgame. We appreciate you, Serge. He didn't say it directly, CK, but I got that. Yeah.
We read between the lines.
I figured it out, yes. Serge definitely postponed Mother's Day plans, but we appreciate you, bro. Hey, man. I mean, this season has been incredible. This season has been incredible. And going back, you know, this was a great win. The Grizzlies went on the road. It was great. But we've beaten a lot of good teams in the West. We beat Dallas at home. Pelicans are so-so. We beat the Pelicans in New Orleans. We beat Dallas in Dallas. We beat the Lakers. They were shorthanded. We beat the Jazz earlier this year. And some quality wins against the West, man. And some revenge games. You know what I mean? Get revenge against the Clippers. So, let's go.
Yep.
Great
and that's
job.
That's the thing. Like they had to bring up the point that, you know, our games on the road haven't been the greatest. I think they were saying that we have the worst road record of the top five teams in the Eastern Conference or whatever. But like you said, I think the big thing that I'm taking away is what you just mentioned. We still won some key games against Western Conference teams. Yes, I know, you know, some of them on the road have been great. But for the most part, we're still winning these games that we need to win, which is what you're seeing on our record right now. It's reflecting on our record. So that's what's more important to me. You know, take like those games you just mentioned. Dallas is not a walk in the park. We beat the Jazz
Blazers
before they went on that run. Yeah, Blazers. There's a lot of teams that we handled business with this year, and I'm proud of it. So, you know, today was huge.
True story. True story indeed. Once again, salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boys. 106 to 100. Knicks get it. Key victory on the road to the number 4 seed. And speaking of number 4, CK, this show is presented by Manscaped and their new Lawn Mower 4.0. I'm going to get to the full read later, but make sure you guys go to manscaped.com and enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. And once again, if you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new. We'll shout you guys out. Let's get back to the phones. Let me hear from Papa Left in the building. Papa Left, what's going on, bro?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, what's going on, CT, CK? Everybody out there, yo, every single person that's rooting for the Knicks today on Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day. If you didn't root for the Knicks, I still love your mom, so that'll be the only day I say that. But, yo, I'm going to hang up real quick. Yeah. I just want to say, culture, building, win for everyone to see. If anybody had any doubts, if anybody had any, you know what, to talk, it's over. It's over. We're playing with house money. They keep giving us chips, CP. Celtics keep giving us chips. You know, we're coming for that big chip. But everybody, we're good. We got house money. I will be there at the Garden every home game for the rest of the year, for the rest of the playoffs. And I'm down to celebrate with everybody. So It's a big win. Culture-building victory. We haven't seen those in it feels like a decade. And today was just amazing. So if you guys want to answer a question for me real quick, I'm not sure what's going on with the schedule. I see TBD next to the Hornets and the Celtics game to end the season. So if you want to touch on that real quick. But, yo, culture-building victory. That's all you need to know. Knicks Fan TV. Let's do it.
Let's go. Let's go. Papa left. I should be in the building as well for these last couple of home games as well. Big games, man. Absolutely big games. So, and the Celtics lost, CK, right? How are we looking as we go around the league?
Yeah, Celtics, they try to fight back. Yeah, that's the only game we had that played already today. And looking ahead to the schedule for the rest of the day, we just have Dallas to look at, and we should probably still be paying a little bit of attention to the Hornets because they're technically in the running. But for today, the only key game was two teams that are right behind us in the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. The game that played right before us, and Miami was beating the brakes off of the Boston Celtics. Yeah. But Boston fought back in perfect Ashley fashion. She's been talking about how Boston has that fight, and they showed that today, but it wasn't enough. They ended up losing that game. And like I tweeted before, this game between us and the Clippers, you got to watch out, man. They are right behind us. The Miami Heat, the team that we talk about that, you know, we don't want to see. If there's any team we don't want to see in that in any kind of first round, the Miami Heat's that team, and they're right there behind us. They're tied up with the Atlanta Hawks with 37-31 after today's win. They got a pretty crazy remaining schedule, but I feel like that they could, you know, survive it. So we'll see how the end of this year goes. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to be watching a lot of basketball that's not only Knicks for the next few weeks because I need to see how everyone else is faring out. But yeah, right now Knicks sitting pretty at 38-30 as the Atlanta Hawks earn fifth, 37-31, and the Miami Heat 37-31. And we have a nice little gap between 4-6 as the Boston Celtics, 4-7 as the Boston Celtics are now 35-33. So
one,
looking good right now.
One game up on the Hawks and the Heat. And remember, the Heat on the tiebreaker. So that these are critical games coming up.
Huge.
These last four are going to be huge because if we end up tied, they could and still in the fourth, they could jump us for four.
They take it.
And then we got to be in Miami. Now they got home court.
Yeah.
So very, very critical, man. And we're separating from Boston a little bit. So trying to avoid that play-in game, we'll put them in there. That's okay. But we're trying to just trying to keep the pace, man. Just trying to keep the pace. And today's win was critical for that. Speaking of Miami. Yeah. Let's get Ashley in here. Ashley is calling in. Ash, what's good?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
What's good? What up,
man? Listen, I need to say yours all in the chat right now because, first of all, everyone told us we couldn't beat a legitimate team after we lost to the Suns, after we lost some other games.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on mainstream media said the Knicks can only beat teams that are equal or less than them. I need our respect because we just beat the Los Angeles Clippers at the Staples Center, okay? Not in no rinky-dink win, not in no, you know, one-point win.
Took
we beat them by multiple possessions, so put some respect on our name.
Yeah.
We did it without Julius Randle playing his best basketball. Put some respect on our name.
Yep.
Shout-out to Reggie. I never thought I would have said that. There was a moment in time where we didn't want Reggie Bullock to see the court in the fourth quarter. I take that back. That was disrespectful. I apologize. and Derrick Rose continuing to prove me wrong. You know, like I said, quickly does not seem to be ready. And I said that I was nervous about this whole D-Rose thing. I'm going to admit that I am wrong about it consistently until the end of time because he is not hindering IQ's development in the slightest. He's just helping it, and he has been an asset to this team. This was a great game because it also showed that the Knicks are capable of winning one even when Julius Randle is not putting up the biggest numbers on the board. And that is huge going into a series because Julius Randle is going to have games where he does not play well.
Yeah.
It's just the nature of the beast. You cannot be on your A game every single game. Sometimes you just have a bad night.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows that the New York Knicks, even with all the holes we still have to fill offensively, we have a solid foundation, a solid supporting cast, and I love it. I love it here, guys. I love it here.
Yes.
Yo, big time, man. It's big time. It was a great win. As you said, man, Rose was just unstoppable. I mean, that first half showing was just ridiculous. He was playing basically on the court by himself because it didn't matter what they were throwing at him because he was just going to get his shot off, get to his spots, and get it going at will. And as you said, it's very important for the supporting cast to rally around Julius, because this is all he's going to see when, as we head into the playoffs. He's going to face tough defenses, double teams, traps, zone defenses. Knicks are doing a little bit better job there at handling the zone as compared to the first half of the season. So a lot of key takeaways from this game, big time.
You know how we're doing better with handling the zone? Because we're making our shots. Yeah. We're showing that we can make our shots. And that was the key thing, because we always talked about it earlier on. Like, there's the reason why teams wanted to zone us early on, because we were not known to make our shots. And now we're making our shots. We got R.J. Yeah. Barrett, who started off the season but shooting, what, 21 or 25% from three. The man has just eclipsed after today's game. He's shooting 40% from the three-point line today. And it goes down the list from all the guys that we have. Julius Randle, another one. So it's huge, man.
Huge.
That's the thing I've been paying attention to. Like I say, every time we have a show, I'm looking at how much we're scoring, because that's always the knock that everyone wants to put on us.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, our defense is good, but can we score? We've been doing a good job, especially tonight, missing two of our key scorers. So, yeah, I love seeing how we're adapting to the defenses and making sure that we do what we got to do on our end. Proud of this team, man.
Guys, look, I have the Knicks OG with me here, though. My dad is here.
Papa Moss.
Yeah.
In the
Papa Moss.
Yo.
Papa Moss, how you feeling, man? How you feeling? Give us some thoughts.
Oh, man. I'm having flashbacks, man. You know, I'm old school. I'm going back to 94 and Anthony Mason and Charles Oakley and crew. So, I mean, this is just a fantastic win. And, hey, I never thought that, you know, the Clippers would have to throw double teams at Julius Randle.
Yeah, gotta respect
considering
him.
They got one of the best on-ball defenders in the league. That means that, you know, he's definitely arrived. And, you know, the Knicks, you know, people are scouting him and they're figuring out, hey, that's the way we have – that's the only way we can stop him. So I think that it's just a fantastic win. And, you know, people need to be afraid. People need to be afraid to face him in the playoffs.
Absolutely. And once we get Burks and IQ back, man, I can't wait to see this squad at full strength. Honestly, man, I can't wait to see this squad at full strength. So we just got to hang on.
Just
hopefully
know,
we get a win over the Lakers and keep it pushing. Go ahead, Ash. Go ahead.
Just know I'm already securing those Knicks playoff tickets for me and my dad.
Let's
I'm
go.
Already working on it because the Garden's going to be rocking. Julius Randle. Derrick Rose even said it in the post-interview today. Look, it only may be 30%, but it's going to feel like the whole 100 in the Garden. It's going to be mayhem.
Yeah, man.
So I'm just looking forward to this next stretch of games. Hopefully we don't fall into the play-in. I feel comfortable. I feel confident that if we can secure – listen, either way you slice it, we're leaving this road trip 500, which is what we wanted from the
got
beginning.
Got all three.
From
we
the
got
jump.
All three.
If we said we could get, if we could secure three, we were in a good spot.
Yeah.
If LeBron does the smart thing and does not play on Thursday, because at the end of the day, that would only be an ego thing. If he did, I think that we can go ahead and leave this road trip 4-3, which would be sensational going back to the Garden. You do not want to see us at home.
Yeah. True story, Ash. True story, man. And definitely appreciate you and Papa Moss checking in. Definitely
Moss,
appreciate that. And, and we got to do the watch along. We'll do the watch along for the Laker game on Tuesday.
For sure. Oh, it's Tuesday. I thought it was Thursday.
Tuesday. No, Laker game is Tuesday. Yeah, Laker game is Tuesday. So we'll do
the
watch along for that since it starts later.
All right. See y'all Tuesday.
Yeah. All right, Ash. Have a good weekend. Good to hear from you.
All right.
Keep doing it.
Thanks, Papa Moss. That was Ash and Nicole Moss and her pops on the road. Celebrating his victory. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. CPCK holding it down. I definitely want to shout out in the chat. Shout out to Poncho, Gary Edmond, team hashtag new. Shout out to Puff One, team hashtag new. Everybody in here, we're creeping up on 3,000 in the chat, CK. The chat is going absolutely bananas for this win. They put Mother's Day plans on hold to come celebrate. Hey, that's all we could ask for. That's all we could ask for. Let's salute some super chats that have come in. Can't forget that. People have been holding us down. I want to shout out Flow Hypnotics says, great win, shorthanded, but still came through and NY strong. Shout out to Mo Fun says, I am at the Garners on IG. I was in the building. Oh, let me, is Mo Fun still on the line? Let's see. Is he still on the line? Is he still on the line? Yeah, we got a ton of people on the line, man. So if you guys have been waiting, my fault. We definitely trying to get to everybody.
Yeah.
Dave, let me know if the guy that was at the game is still on the line, because I want to get to him first. I want to get to him first. And while we wait on that, also want to shout out Bennett Cognato. Says my mom drank too many mimosas to stay awake for this win, but it still counts. Rebounds and focus in the fourth. D Rose on the floor gets us really moving. 100%, man. 100%. Right. Salute to your moms, man. She put in work, and she deserves it on this day.
Exactly. It's her day. She deserves it, man.
Yeah.
She can do whatever she wants.
Salute to Dylan Libby. Says, always listen to you in the mornings on my drive into work. Finally getting my first thumbs up for the squad. Keep it going for us listening next day. Yeah, shout out to everybody who listens the next day. Replay gang. Shout out to everybody, man. This is the home of the diehard Knicks fan. Home of the NBA fan, man. Number one show for the fans by the fans. Presented by Manscaped. All right, while we see if the guy who was at the game is going to call in, let's go to Sweden. CK.
What?
Dwayne from Sweden. Yes, we are worldwide right
I'm
now.
I'm ready. Let's
Dwayne,
go.
Dwayne, what's going on? Are you really in Sweden right now?
You asked me the same question all the
time. Yeah, you did. Yeah. Oh, I remember.
Yeah, what's good, bro?
CK, what's going on? God, what's up, is this the biggest win, like, ever? For a very, very, very long time? This is a Clipper team that's, you know, championship level. And here comes the Knicks. And we started the game 0-10, right? They had 10 points on us. Came back, put Rose in. I mean, this is the biggest win ever, I think. And also just the way Randall handled things down the stretch, like came through, like obviously had a bad game up until those last couple of minutes in the fourth quarter. And then, you know, Bullock hitting threes, Rose playing like crazy beyond expectations. What, 12 for 15, something like that? Patrick Beverley trying to get in his air.
Yeah.
Couldn't work.
I wasn't mean, working. Patrick Beverley was desperate. Crazy. Nobody was paying any attention to him. He's losing his luster, man. He's no longer effective. Nobody cares,
he was
Patrick Beverley.
No
thanks,
listening, man.
Thanks.
he's a little bit of a clown these days, of course.
Yeah.
You know, trying
yeah.
to rules laughing him
he's,
off. Randall,
oh, he's getting feasted
Randall body
by everybody, you know. Once upon a time, Patrick Beverley used to back up his talk with, you know, some tough defense. Now he's just getting flamed by everybody.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So,
not good look.
Guys, thank you. This win is beyond. I counted this as a loss. It was a loss.
Yeah.
And the way this team – and they started the game, like they had 10 points on us.
Yeah.
0 points for the Knicks. I was really like, okay. It was going to be a loss. And no, this disciplined team, and some of those possessions, CP and CK, some of those possessions, discipline this team had to throw the ball out and to start the offense over again. Yeah. Oh my goodness!
Can't get the shots they wanted.
Like that is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yo guys, I'm beyond. Like, first, I was also the guy that called in and said to bench. Austin Rivers should bench himself. I'm really upset that he had that revenge game on us. so, I don't know. But thanks so much for, you know, taking my call again.
Thanks,
guys.
Man.
I really appreciate you, you know, having me on the show. And I love what you guys are doing. Keep up the great work. And I'll call in again
if I
get a chance.
Thanks, bro. Perfect. Appreciate it. Dwayne.
Right. Take care, guys.
In Sweden. And, yeah, that's another thing, CK, you know, with these matinee games. We got our people from Europe, especially up and at them with us. So throw your cities in the chat. Throw either a flag or a city that you're checking in from. Let us know where you guys are checking in from, and we'll shout you guys out. I'm seeing TODCK checking in from Athens, Greece.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, we got Che Garcia checking in from Istanbul. You know what I mean? We're global, man. Dwayne just called in from Sweden. Who you want to shout out, CK?
Yeah, I'm waiting for them to hear your message and hear because it's gonna come raining in just a second.
Yeah.
But I see. Look, Santo Domingo coming from Dar 288. London, Mahal. You're right, man. It's that time of the day, so everybody's able to watch no matter where they're at, and that's what it's about. Of course, we got Queens in the house from King Embert. I see you, bro. Madrid in the castle. Adam, I'm not even going to try and butcher your last name.
Yeah.
Shout out there to Perth, Australia, coming from Carlos Martinez.
Yeah.
The Netherlands, G Verb. Yeah, we're all over the place.
Yeah. Shout out Dean Bushel checking in from Melbourne, Australia. My guy Carlos Martinez always holding us down. Carlos he's a day one.
Yes,
he's down in Australia. He's down in Perth. And so salute to them. We got two guys checking in from Vegas. I don't know if they're together or what. Maybe they watched the game together or just by chance. But we saw two Vegas, Jared Dowdle checking in from Vegas. Nicholas Pinella So I don't know if Jared and Nicholas are together or what, man, but salute to them. We got G-Verb checking in from Netherlands, as you said. We have someone checking in from Pretoria, South Africa.
Whew.
And, the name is – I don't want to butcher the guy's name, but shout-out to KL. Mm-hmm. KL is the initials. Salute to KL, man. Definitely. And I definitely want to shout-out to Rhyme Animal Chuck D, to the Public Enemy fans in the chat. Let's throw a hashtag PE to salute the legend. Never misses a show, and he's always in here. So shout-out to Chuck. All right, as we move along, CK, let's see if Jalen Julius. Jalen Julius, you up on the Discord. Jalen, what's going on?
What's up, CP?
What's up, bro?
There he is. Hey, there you go.
Hey, CP, CK, 2K.
What's up, bro? How you feeling, bro?
I'm doing good. I want to talk about this win. It was a nice win to expose these flippers today.
Yeah.
Because,
you said the slippers?
You know, after last year, I've been calling them the flippers.
The
so
flippers.
It was nice to see it. And D-Rose, man, D-Rose had to be sixth man of the year. The true sixth man.
Yeah.
He comes in this game, and it's a straight bucket.
Straight bucket.
When he comes in the game. Because Payton need to go back to the shelf, put L on the shelf. He need to stay on the bench.
Shelf. Yeah.
Because he's too good. D-Rose too good to be on the bench. But I know why he's on the bench. Get that spark off the bench when we need it.
Yeah.
But like, it's a good win. You know, we got blown out by the Nuggets and the Suns. And to get this win through this, the third seed Clippers, it was nice to see. It was nice to see for the first time in 11 years we beat the Clippers.
Yeah,
crazy.
So it was a nice win for us.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate it, Jalen.
All right, appreciate it, y'all.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it, bro.
CP, I hear people calling for Jared Harper to take Peyton's minutes, man.
It's not
going to
happen, bro. It's not going to happen,
bro.
Nah, it's not going to happen. Right now, right now what we're doing is we're trying to buy time to get to Rose. If Tibbs wanted to play Rose 48 minutes, he would love to. But obviously, he can't get us there. You know what I'm saying? So with Peyton's minutes, you hope that he's playing good defense. You hope that he's doing his attack the rim type of deal. Hopefully, he's passing, CK. Pass the rock, man.
That's all I ask, man.
Get the offense. You're the point guard. Get the offense going. Every possession doesn't have to be, you know, bury your head down and drive to the basket.
To get blocked or miss, right. And that's the thing. And that's not a tall ask because that's just what he has done his entire career
seven
up until this
year.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know. Peyton's in his head, man. I don't know what it is, bro.
I don't know. I'm not sure, man. So, but D-Rose is the closer. We know that. And speaking of closer, CK, I'm hearing that Jay Boogie, the closer, is ready to go. We're going to get to him. Got some more business to take care of. But Jay Boogie, the closer, is ready to go, people.
Building.
You do not want to miss it. So make sure you stick around for that. All right, a couple more of the super chats I want to shout out. Shout out to Mark Austin. Says, I don't want to hear about Rondo. Playoff Rose is ready to go. I read that one already. Paul Robinson says, Mark Jackson said when referring to the Knicks before interviewing Rose, the team is bringing the Knicks fan out of every New Yorker. Nets who? Yeah, we knew that. But shout out to Mark Jackson, though. Nick Fury says, Boogie and Rondo tried to test our grit with the shenanigans at the end of the third. We were not getting punked today. Shout out to Sam for the super chat. Sam says, shout out to D-Rose and Tibbs. We played a great defensive game and won the game out of grit and hustle. No doubt, man. Definitely shout out to Alan Berman. He says, salute. Got an ear-to-ear grin right now. Off game for our best guy and still be the top five team in the league. We here. Absolutely, man. Salute. We'll definitely get to more super chats in a minute. And let's do a giveaway, CK. We'll do a giveaway. We got 2,600 people in the chat. Let's get those likes up. We got 1,400 likes right now. If we get up to 2,000 likes, I'm giving away something big. And I mean real big. It's a whole new ball game, CK, if you know what I'm saying. Pause.
That's on y'all.
Yeah, it's up to the people. If we get up to 2,000 likes, we will get this thing going.
Y'all right around the corner. You can do it.
Getting close, man. Hit that thumbs up button. Let's get those likes going. Big Knicks win. Knicks Fan TV, number one show for the fans, by the fans. Let's hear from, let's go upstate. Let's go to Sheik. Sheik, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is my first time calling in.
Yeah, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. How's it going, CK, CP? How you guys doing?
Good, man. Good, bro.
Man, I love listening to you guys. I was all the way in Pakistan. Speaking of international, I'm in upstate now, but I was all the way in Pakistan not too long ago watching Knicks games at 4 in the morning.
You in the service?
Man, I'm a real diehard. I'm a real diehard, man.
Yeah. What were you doing in Pakistan, bro? Are you in the service?
No, I was there. I have my family's from out there, you know, background. I was born in Brooklyn, but my parents are from out there. So,
okay.
Got you. You know, I went out there, got married and everything.
Oh,
you know?
No doubt. Congratulations.
Congrats, man.
Congrats, bro.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I was out there for a couple months enjoying honeymoon and, you know, watching Knicks games. My wife is waking up in the morning like, why are you watching Knicks game? What are you doing? Why are you watching these games? Like, what is going on here? And I'm like, oh, listen, I got to watch this game. You know, I'm sorry. Let me put it on mute.
He put it all on the line, CK. That's what I'm talking about. Put it all on the line, man.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, J.J. Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, J.J. breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, man, I had to. If you're a diehard Knicks fan, man, you know, you got to get in trouble with the wife here and there. I know everyone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to say about the game and everything, shout out to all my Muslim Knicks fans. You know, it's the Ramadan, month of Ramadan,
mm-hmm.
And we've been 12-3 during the month of Ramadan. So, alhamdulillah, you know, we've been praying. All the Muslims around the nation have been praying for the Knicks.
Amen.
So I just wanted to shout that out. I'm fasting right now too. We break fast in about like 45 minutes,
okay,
or so. So, you know, we've been praying. I feel like this is a big year. I think we're gonna get past the second round. I can't wait for Alec Birkenbag to get back. And you know, he's gonna be in his bag when he gets back. Birkenbag,
yeah, man.
Alec
Birkenbag. So,
We can't wait for him to get back. And, you know, we forgot about Mitch. I just wanted to put that out there. We forgot about him.
Yeah. Well, it's not necessarily that we forgot about him, though, Sheik. I mean, I appreciate the call, bro. Thing is, CK, is that Nerlens has done a great job, and Kawhi Leonard tried to meet him at the rim today. Don't try it, bro.
Come on, man. Come on,
rejected.
Kawhi.
And Taj has been doing a great job, you know. They've been doing a great job. Taj in his pick-and-roll defense. Nerlens on his help defense. Taj has been on the boards. Now, some nights they're going to get worked. Against Jokic, against the more dominant, more physical centers. Yes, some nights they're just going to be overpowered and overmatched. We know that. But, you know, a big reason why this team is still staying afloat outside of the Mitch injury is because Nerlens and Taj have been holding it down in their own way. You know, in their own way. So give credit to them, man. They brought Taj back off the street. You know, a quarter into the season, they brought Taj back off the street. They should have never got rid of him, but I'm glad they brought him back. They got Nerlens for 1 year, $5 million, bro. This is the lowest payroll in the league.
In the league.
They brought DeRozan in here for some snacks and a basketball.
Yep.
And these guys have been crucial to where we are right now.
Yep, like you said, I don't think it's us forgetting about him. It's just we're in a situation right now. You know, we can't think about what we're missing out on because, you know, other teams aren't thinking about what we're missing out on. We've been playing like this all
season. Next man up.
We're missing pieces. Tonight we're missing IQ. We're missing Alec Burks. We've been missing Mitch. But we can't worry about that. We got to play our game and put our head down and do what we got to do. Of course, we want it back. We're hoping that we get it back. We haven't heard anything about it. But for right now, we got to worry about what's on the court right now. So. Yeah, and I don't think anyone forgot about him.
100%, man. 100%. A couple more super chats have come in. Salute to B. Suede. He says, D-Rose is the rebirth of Slick because he's smooth like that. Shout out to Blood of the Panda. He says, like 2010 Pacers. I read that one. Shout out to Blood of the Panda. Lloyd Barker Rock Jr. says, what's good, CP and CK? ESPN blacked me out, and I had to listen to LA Clippers Radio, who gave the Knicks mad respect. No doubt. Oh, yeah. Lloyd is out there in Cali, though. I'm not sure why you got blacked out, but all right.
Yeah, no, they blacked me out too on ESPN, but luckily I got a VPN, so I figured my way in. But, yeah, it's crazy out here, man.
Salute to Sim. Nothing but Nick sends a super chat. He says, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Big win. Shout out to CP and crew. Yeah. Definitely shout out to Sim.
What's up, Sim?
Yeah, man, let me refresh this, and let's get to the Discord and hear from my guy Angel. Angel, you up next, man. How you doing, bro? Angel, testing, Angel.
Yeah.
Yo, Angel, what's good, bro? Angel.
What's good, CP? What's good, bro?
What's good, bro? Yo, Angel, do me a favor. Call in on the phone lines because the Discord is kind of choppy today. I want to make sure we get you, you know, in good quality. So just hang up and call in the regular line.
All right.
I appreciate it, bro. And Dave Naughty, Jay Boogie, call in on the phone lines because I don't like how the Discord is sounding today. Sometimes it gets a little bit choppy. I want to make sure that that you guys can be heard with your takes. Right. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's go to – back to the phones we go. Let's go to – who haven't we heard from? I want to hear from some new callers. Let's go to Rube from Jersey. Rube, what's going on?
CP, CK. How you doing, brothers? Thank God. God bless y'all for what y'all do.
Appreciate
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I'm interrupting my dinner right now. I got to preach, brother.
Yeah, come on.
I got to preach.
Let's go.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm a longtime Knicks fan. Been abused for decades, okay? Hmm. I was rocking. Okay, well, let me start out by this. From Crown Heights, from my grandfather, passed down Knicks fanhood from Belize. Way of Brooklyn, on Crown Heights, Brooklyn, mm-hmm. to Lawton, Queens, and now I'm out here in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, just mm-hmm. spreading that Nick love all over.
Let's go.
Let me say this. Like I said, thank God for what y'all do.
Appreciate
Been watching y'all for over a year, first-time caller.
Appreciate it.
But I was going to school, August Martin, Jamaica High School, back in the 80s. The only one with the original Nick starter jacket. Everybody had the Celtics. The Lakers, mm-hmm. the Bucks,
right.
Victors. But the Bucks were good back then,
yeah.
believe it or not.
Yeah.
Right?
Stay true.
Been
Stay
taking
true.
Abuse all the way through the 80s, through the 90s. This is one of my best seasons as a Knicks fan ever. Because you know what? You see the babies growing up. I told my kid early in the season, in order for the Knicks to start to win, they got to learn how to lose first. Then they got to learn how to win. Now we're talking about the playoffs. We got to learn how to close out a series. But no matter what it might come down to this year, it's been a phenomenal, phenomenal season. I'm happy for all the Knicks haters around, all the Bulls lovers, the Cavs lovers, the Golden State Warriors. We're coming. Our time is coming. Trust me when I tell you. I'm just out of words because, I mean, for what you guys do, I can't catch you every day. I wake up. You know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, so I get the rewind. But today,
live
I just
direct.
Stopped my Mother's Day dinner because I had to reach out to y'all and sit down and talk. And I'm ecstatic. I got my son right here. You know, he's 19 years old.
Nice.
Grew up a Knicks fan. Dad passed it on to him. He's elated too.
Can I say something real quick? Can I say something?
Yeah, no doubt. Of course, man. Let's go.
I mean, for someone who I was born in 2002, so I never really got to enjoy much as a Knicks fan, except for, like, 2012 and 2013, Linsanity and Melo.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all I've gotten to enjoy in my lifetime. So to see the team finally do well, and trust me, I've gotten dogged on constantly from my inner circle. Oh, why are you still a Knicks fan? I got a bronze sexual in my friend group who's constantly, I'm a Cavs fan. I'm a Lakers fan.
Oh, he's a traveling
You know,
fan.
I'm constantly dogged on why you still a Knicks fan. Come on.
Yep.
I'd rather be a loyal loser than a bandwagon winner.
Let's
go. If this team wins, oh my goodness. I really want them to win for my father because he's been through this for over 30 plus years, 40 years.
Yeah.
But I mean, just to see them win and be able to celebrate with so many people like myself, that would just be amazing.
That's dope, man.
CPK, I know you got a lot of callers. I'm going to let you go, but let me say this. I can't wait to take my kid. We go to a game and I see y'all.
Yeah,
dinner
man.
On me. Y'all name the place. I don't care.
For sure.
Ving Ashley with y'all. Y'all name
for
the place. Dinner's on me. Trust me.
That
I love what y'all do.
Appreciate
keep rising,
it,
brothers. Keep rising. We're going to keep it together. God bless. Have a good one. Happy Mother's Day to your mothers, and I will speak to you again. Thank you. Thank you,
yo,
brother.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate
great
it.
Call.
That's
great
a five-star call. Call, CK. That's a five-star call. Call. Everybody mm-hmm. throw five in the chat mm-hmm. to salute Rube, the OG, and Rube Jr. I didn't get his name, but we call him Rube Jr. Salute to them, man. I told you people conflicted, CK. They choose a Knicks and Knicks Fan TV over Mother's Day. We appreciate, you know, the conflicted nature of this, but this is crucial.
Yeah, man. I love the honesty too, man. Yeah. I love the honesty. He had there was no worry in his voice when he said he had to shut down dinner. Yeah. I can only imagine what that scene looked like. Facts. He said, "Hold on, yeah. I gotta call Knicks Fan TV. I'll be right back
right now." And he was waiting for a minute. Listen, there's a lot of people on the line. We try to get through everybody, you know, as much as we can, as quickly as we can. But you know, we got to do a show as well. So we appreciate Rube for his patience. Young Rube Jr., you know, he only seen just a couple of highlights, man. Not much. He's seen a lot of losing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is his start. You know, like my start was John Starks. You know what I mean? Yeah. Ewing days, 9-3. Salute to Starks to dunk back there. That was my start. So I came in the middle of a ruckus. You know, just battling the Bulls, battling the Pacers, battling the Heat, always having something to play for. And we know the heartbreak and all of that, but we had some good days. You know what I mean? Some of the OGs have seen it all. You know, Chuck has seen it all. My guy, Fred from Fresh Meadows, whose interview, look out for that interview this week. You know, Fred has seen it all. We just celebrated the Knicks May 8th when they won the championship game 7 over the Lakers. And so, you know, there's a segment of our fan base that have seen all the good times. But then, you know, you got Rube Jr. who he's trying to catch up, man. He's trying to see some good things, so.
I respect that he's sticking with it, like he said, you know, going through all those times. Because he could easily, he could easily have jumped ship and he could have joined those other kids that go to Brooklyn and stuff like that. But he's sticking with it, and that's where my respect comes. Like, that's huge. That's huge, especially, like you said, not being able to see any of the good times or know anything about the good times. I respect that, man. He stuck with us. I love that.
100%, man. And once again, so to everybody that's able to watch us live, you know, some people got to work the night shift. Some people got to wake up early in the morning. Some people are out in Europe. So I like these matinee events because we can get more people in here to check in live. So to the replay gang, we also run these shows on a cycle around the clock to make sure that we capture people from, you know, all different time zones that want to chat with each other. So salute to the replay gang if you guys are watching this during the replay. And let's get back to the phones. Here we go. Angel's in the building. Angel, what's going on, bro?
Yeah.
There he is.
Angel, what's up, bro?
Good, CT? How you feeling, bro?
Hey,
I'm hype. What's good, bro?
I'm good. I'm good. Money, bro. I'm like you, man. I'm like you. I'm like Rube. I'm like everybody else, man. I'm hype, bro. Great win. Great win. Yeah.
CK2K, what's good, bro?
Smooth. I'm feeling good.
Hey, listen, man, just like I predicted that Canelo fight last night, I predicted that we was going to get revenge on those Clippers, man. Hey, yo, CP, do me a favor, man. It's the LA Clippers, right? Do me a favor and send them the Manscaped, man, because they're going to need it after this L, man. So first thing first, man, hit that thumbs up for y'all boys, man. Hit that thumbs up.
Yeah.
But listen, bro, you know, this is the best win of the year, man. If you wasn't a Knicks fan and we was losing, then don't be a Knicks fan now, man.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Derrick Rose, man. I mean, this dude was just playing lights out, 25 points. I mean, as soon as he came in the game, you just see the impact of this team, man, because we was down 10-0. But it's like you say, it's not how you start, it's how you finish, man. And we came back and we did what we were supposed to do. We were supposed to beat them. So I don't want to hear no excuses that we can't beat good teams. We just beat one. So what else do you want next?
Yeah.
The Lakers are next. We're gonna hand them an L, too.
Yeah.
I'm hyped right now. So, listen, man, I'm going to spit some facts before I go. But happy Mother's Day to everyone, to all the mothers out there, to your mom, CT, and CK, everybody. But, you know, Bullock, man, this dude hit 5 threes, 24 points. And I thought the defense of R.J. Barrett, Derrick Rose, and Julius Randle at the end of the game was just top-notch, man.
They really
closed the deal for us.
Clutch, bro.
Right. And Mark Jackson, man, like he said, there goes that man, Julius Randle, all NBA, you know what I mean, most improved player, and he closed the deal. So DeMarcus Cousins, you can hold this L, too.
Yeah.
And I thought that one of the biggest reasons why we won is the Knicks bench outscored the Clippers bench 42-28.
Big time.
The Knicks defense held the Clippers to 12. The Knicks defense held the Clippers to 12 for 35 from three. And then Kawhi Leonard, who? PG, who? Marcus Morris, who? Man, get them out of here, man. But thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate it. Let's go, Nick.
Let's go, man. And happy Mother's Day to your mom, Angel. Just send that send that message from us, bro. Appreciate it, bro. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha, bro.
Yes, sir. Gritty, 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 bro. Gritty. I love how he fought. Listen, Kawhi's going to get his. He's a superstar. We know that. You're never going to shut these guys down completely. But as I pointed to Schwinney's tweet on it, and just from watching the game, bro, the effort by Bullock and RJ battling with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard again, because they did so in the first game, and even though he lost by 14, tonight they were big. They were big tonight. Give credit.
Yeah, 100%. And like you said, Kawhi's going to get his, but at the same time, we didn't make it easy. He did get his 29 points, but it wasn't off of a very efficient shooting night as we're used to seeing from Kawhi Leonard. RJ Barrett did a good job again. I mean, I think it was fun to watch him go up against him after how well he played him the first time, even though Kawhi did close out that game the way he's supposed to, being Kawhi Leonard, being who he is. But, yeah, man, we did what we were supposed to do. Like I mentioned earlier about Reggie Bullock. Reggie Bullock was blanketing Paul George. So, yeah, it made him he quieted them up tonight. And I'm glad that we were able to get that win, man.
Big time. Big time indeed. And it was a whole new ball game, CK. And speaking of a whole new ball game, once again, people, this show is presented by Manscaped, the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. And as you guys know, man, Manscaped is a presenting sponsor of Knicks Post Game Live, and the new 4.0 is a game changer, man. Matte black design. You have the ceramic blade technology is back, so it cuts down on those nicks. Not the good nicks, the bad ones. You know what I'm saying? You want to make sure that you're cutting down on that. Springtime's in the air, fellas. All the flowers and things are coming up. You got to make sure that you trim those hedges, and you do that with the Lawnmower 4.0. And like I said, you got the ceramic blade technology. The LED light, CK, is now a spotlight. They put the light on steroids, bro. So if you want to do it in the dark, whatever you're into, you could definitely do that. It comes with a wireless charger. So you can charge it wirelessly or with the same, plug-in charger. But great battery life. It's waterproof, so you could do it in the shower if you want to as well. So all in all, it's really cool. The on-off switch, they've also changed the on-off switch so it doesn't go off in your bag. Like if you're traveling, you're in Grand Central Station, as I said, and you're on the move, you don't want to burn out your battery. The on-off switch is much more sleek to make sure that that you don't waste any battery life. So this is a great product, and we're going to give it away, CK, in a couple of minutes. So the Knicks win. The people at Knicks Fan TV win. Everybody wins on this Mother's Day. Make sure you guys are signing up. The sign-up form should be going through the chat shortly. Make sure you guys sign up. My guys in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, you guys can sign up as well because they do ship there. So make sure that you guys are signing up because this is a game changer. A whole new ball game, as I said, CK. A whole new ball game. I didn't make that up. That was from Manscaped.
I love it, thank you.
A whole new balls game. Yeah, man. It's a great product. So salute to our guys at Manscaped. And CK, the last thing that's the difference between the three and the four, the guards. So now, if you don't want to go all the way bald, if you don't want to go, Telly Savalas or my OGs and know the Kojak look or Mr. Clean, now they have guards. So if you want to just do a little bit, you a little conservative, you know what I'm saying? You got your guards. They have different guards, so you could cut it lower for the summer. You cut it, you if you want the fro look for the wintertime, whatever you want. You could throw a little fade in there, a little design if you want a Caesar. Anything, man. State of the art. So salute to Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com, enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. All right.
And we don't care how creative y'all get because we don't want no testimonials.
No testimonials. No testimonials. Please. Right. Please, no testimonials, people. Just let us know you got the product. It's a great product. I only promote products that I use. It's a great product, but no pictures, no testimonials. Thank you very much. All right, back to the phone, CK. Josh from San Diego. What's going on, bro? How you feeling?
CP, CK, how y'all doing, man?
How you doing,
it's been a while.
What's good, bro? How you doing, bro?
Pretty good, pretty good, man. Just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the females out there and the ladies in y'all lives.
100%.
Definitely got to get that out the way. Well, I just want to say, I haven't called in a while, and I know that the team is playing really, really well right now. Definitely, outplaying everyone's expectations right now. But I'm really just looking forward to seeing this team playing in the playoffs. I know that, you know, we won out of the last 15 games. We won a good amount of those games.
Mm-hmm.
But I think right now, I think we're all ready to watch this team play in the playoff series, because that's going to determine, you know, how close we are to a championship or not. And, you know, I think I'm on record by saying this. I think the Knicks are one player away. They add one more player, one more legit wing scorer or one scoring point guard to this roster, and I think we can really be talking about the Knicks being contenders in the next couple of years. So, like I said, I'm just really, really glad this team is really playing well, and I look forward to seeing what this team is going to do in the playoffs, because that's going to determine how close we are.
Yeah. Big time, bro. You hit it on the head. And, yep. And one of the things, CK, with this six-game road trip and playing some of the top dogs, not just in the West but in the league, is it's just a good measuring stick to see where we are, where do we need to improve. You know, are these games, you know, getting them battle-tested for the playoffs as they see better defenses? You know, Grizzlies' defense is tough. Denver's defense tough. Phoenix has a top-10 defense. Clippers has a top-10 defense. Lakers' defense is number one right now, even though they're struggling. So I think it could be a good test for them as they, you know, try to finish out the season as well.
Yeah, 100%. And that's the thing. Like, you know, we're keeping up with those guys, with all those names you just mentioned. And, you know, that's huge. That's huge. And to see how the games went against Denver and against Phoenix, it's hard to swallow, because all season long we have been living up to those tests that we've been having all year against those top teams, and keeping up with our rankings being with those top teams. And to see us recover the way we did today and see what happens on Tuesday, regardless of how beaten up they are, like you mentioned, it's a test to what this team has been achieving all season long. So
yeah.
I'm really excited to see how this ends out. And just because we're going to be going back home, we still got some games that need to be played against some tough teams too for these last three games. So like you said, these are all very big tests for us to get us ready for the playoffs.
Close the season at home against the Spurs,
mm-hmm.
which is not going to be a gimme, the Hornets, and the Celtics, which could be a big one as well. So good thing that the Celtics lost to the Heat. But you know, we'll have to see, man. Definitely not out the woods. That's why this game was critical. Critical game, man. And salute to Josh from San Diego. Dave, make sure Jay Boogie is calling into the phones, not the Discord, before we close. And also make sure that the Manscaped, the sign-up form is going around to make sure that somebody's going home a winner, man. You guys sacrificed on Mother's Day to come out here and rock with us. That doesn't go unseen, and we appreciate it. Make sure we get those likes up. Hit that thumbs up button. We still got 2,500 people rocking with us. Salute to everybody watching on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube as well. Mm-hmm. All right, TK, a couple more calls before we wrap. Let's go to Kenyon from Brooklyn. Kenyon, what's going on?
Good evening, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good, man. How you
now,
doing?
Now, I don't mean to be the killjoy.
I'm looking forward
to the Knicks in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
But here go the issue. I know you keep on saying, oh, Tibbs is not going to do that.
Yeah.
You could not win games in the playoffs, fall behind 10-0 because you're a point guard. I'd rather just go ahead and, like, you know, start rolls in the playoffs. You had quickly all season learning to play the second, lead the second team, but do it like that. But if you Knicks fans, you're gonna be in for a big disappointment if Peyton's still getting minutes in the playoffs.
Yeah, I hear you, I hear you, Kenyon. I hear you. I appreciate the call, man. I would love to do it, CK. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just it's how do we make sure that D Rose is closing and not gassed at the close? He played 32 minutes tonight. How do we make sure that he's not closing now? Can we go to Quickly and Burks and maybe, you know, have Burks be the backup point guard and get Quickly off ball? I think you can. And maybe Tibbs could. It's certainly a possibility, bro. I don't think it's impossible.
You but again, the question is, do you do that now? You know what I mean? I understand they're hurt, and Burks is hurt right now.
Yeah.
But do you do that now, or do you jump in with that in the playoffs? That's the thing. Like, it's just such
an
odd time to try and shift it up. But I agree with the call. He's 100% right. Like, we've been saying that. You know, these last three games, like, luckily we came out of today's, but we cannot be going into these games in a hole like that.
Right.
But the question is, when do we do that? Do we do that fix now? Do we try it right in the playoffs? I don't know.
Yeah. And the thing is that – you know, in the Memphis game, in that second half, Peyton got his couple minutes. But that fourth quarter, Tibbs went from Rose to Burks and IQ. He did do that. He went to that transition. You didn't see Peyton in that fourth quarter at all. Nope. And unfortunately, Burks got hurt, and he went back to Rose. And that's when Rose, you know, killed it, finished with 6 points in the close, ended up winning the game for him. So Tibbs, he knows, bro. He knows that ideally Peyton is not the guy for us. It's just how do we buy that time that we can still get somewhat competent and effective point guard play until we get Rose in and to get Rose to close. So we'll see what happens. Definitely not impossible, Kenyon. Yep. Appreciate the call. Let's keep it in Brooklyn. JJ, what's going on, man?
Yo, what's good, fellas? Happy Mother's Day to both your mothers and everyone else, every other mother watching Knicks Fan TV. How you guys doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing, bro?
Good, bro. Good, good. Just what a win, man. Just ridiculous. To hold Paul George to 35%, what did he get, 29 points, but he was 9 for 26. Are you kidding me? That's just amazing defense. You know, Paul George gets 20, what do you have, 20 on like 19 shots? So,
yeah, made him work. So, they made him work,
RJ Barrett.
Yeah, Kawhi 9 for 26.
Yeah, R.J. Barrett and Bullock, just their defense on them was just incredible.
Yeah.
The play R.J. where he blocked Paul George's drive with like a minute and change left and they were up six, that was just ridiculous defense. And then the three R.J. hit, where he was waiting for like 10 seconds on that three with like 5 minutes left in the game. Rose finally fouled him and knocked it down. Just they were just huge. To hold those guys to inefficient numbers, especially Kawhi, to make them work like that. And then Rose, I mean, what could you say? It's just unbelievable. The thing that's surprising me with Rose is the three-point shooting. He's never been much of a three-point shooter. I think for his career, he's like 31%, but he's at like, I think, 40% with the Knicks.
Yeah.
I know there's not much volume. He's taking like two or three a game, but he's just been unbelievable, man. Last thing real quick on the schedule and because I was looking, the Hawks, I think the Hawks are the biggest threat to catch us before because I was just looking at their schedule, and they got the next two are against the Wizards without Bradley Beal because he just got hurt last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got the Magic and the Rockets. So I think it could be tough to hold them. But even if we play them, say we 4-5, I'm not sweating the Hawks. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but even if we got to go to Atlanta, Knicks fans always rep strong in Atlanta.
Let's just get there, bro.
You know, I just don't want a 4-6.
Yeah.
Because then you got to play either the Nets or the Bucks.
The Bucks, yeah. 100%.
I think we're in good shape, man. 3-2. If you know, if you said we were going to go 3-3 on this trip, you know, that's just
take it.
It's good stuff, man. And then the Lakers, we'll see if LeBron plays. I know he's questionable.
Yeah.
But I'm just excited, man. It's just a great win, great road trip so far. Hopefully we could close it out against the Lakers with a win. So appreciate the time, fellas.
Thank
Have
you,
a
bro.
Good one, man.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, we can't look too far, and we can't look too far, bro, because we just don't know where we're going to end up. Yeah, we could play the Hawks. We could be playing the Heat. We could be playing the Celtics. We could be playing the Bucks or the Nets. One of those five.
Yep.
And right now, as we look at opponent strength of schedule, the Hawks are down at the bottom in terms of quote-unquote easiest schedule. They finished with the Rockets, the Magic, and they got two games against the Wizards.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, no, and that's what I'm saying. Like we say all the time, like as much as we, you know, pay attention to other team schedules and who's got who and who they're playing and stuff like that, all that matters is that we do what we can do. We win our games that we got ahead of us, and that's the rest falls in where it may. You know, let it be what it is. It is a little bit of bad news about that Bradley Beal stuff. Cause I was really hoping that them going in and playing that Washington Wizards team that's been really heating up right now, and you know, it still might be a struggle because you know Russ has been on his game right now, but at the same time, the Knicks are doing what the Knicks need to do, and that's all we could ask for. The rest will do what it needs to do.
Big facts.
Let the pieces fall where they may.
Big facts. Derrick Rose, man, let's look at his last 10. His last 10, he's averaging 50% from 3, 18 points, and 4 dimes on 58% shooting.
Yep.
30 minutes a game.
He's been on, man.
50%
He's been on. I feel like he's been ending all these halves only missing one shot, like 8 for 9, 7 for 8, 6 for 7, 7 for 7. Like, he's been on, man. And his shot selection is just so fun to watch. Like, he's showing that MVP masterclass, like, in a smaller degree, you know, and it's been crazy. He's been huge.
Bro, Rockets game, 24 points, 6 boards, 4 dimes, 72% shooting, 80% from 3. Memphis, 25 points. Like I said, the final 6 points, 60% from 3, 73% shooting. Denver, off night for everybody, still finished with 14 points on 60% shooting. Phoenix game, tough loss, 17 points, 6 dimes, 50% shooting. And today, 25 points, 8 dimes, 66% from 3 and 64% from the field. D-Rose, man. And so
isn't that Memphis and Houston stack, 73% with 25 points and 24 points. Yeah. That's insane, man. For a guard, insane.
D-Rose has been fantastic. All right, a couple more calls, and then we'll do we'll go to Jay Boogie. We'll do the giveaway and then close with the remaining Super Chats. Appreciate everybody for calling in. And to those of you that haven't, that we couldn't get to, we'll definitely Tuesday's another night, and we'll have more opportunities, man. We definitely try to get to everybody as much as we can, but we also got to run a show. It's also Mother's Day, so just be patient with us. All right, let's go to – who do I want to go to? Let me go to some new people here.
New.
Let's go to J-Mac from Manhattan. What's going on, J-Mac?
Hey, what's up, SCP? What's up, Knicks fans? And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, man.
Thanks, man.
I tell you, this Knicks team, man, is just blazing hot. This is like a real team. Like other teams in the NBA, if you lose one of your players, they're both around superstars and role players, your team crashes. We've been able to endure guys coming in and coming out and still keeping that force and that energy. You know, this is from the top to the bottom, from the front office to all the players that are playing on this team, man. The young guys, the old guys, perfect mix. This is a perfect storm. Nobody want to see us in these playoffs, man.
Yeah.
Nobody want to see us, you know. But I'm very proud of y'all brothers too. Long time, first time, and keep doing your thing and go Knicks, yo.
Appreciate it, J-Mac. Appreciate it, man. Definitely appreciate that. All right, let's go rapid fire, CK. Let's go rapid fire real quick. That was J-Mac. Let's get to Landry from El Paso, Texas. Let's go. Landry, what's going on?
What's going on, CP?
How you doing, bro?
CK2K, how y'all doing, man?
What's up, man?
Good, man. How you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling good, man. Listen, man, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Listen, I don't know if you guys have been looking at this. Seems the Knicks become relevant every 24, 25 years. Go look at the cycle. 25 years is coming up. I hope we can get a championship off of this,
I hope,
man.
So. I'm running out of time, fam. I'm running out of time.
Listen, man, I wanted to win a championship before I die, man.
Facts.
Listen, man. It's about time. Now, question I have for you guys, right, is do you think we should be upgrading the point guard position by making a major trade during the off season, or just build through the draft? Because they keep talking about Dame Dollar and all that kind of stuff, man.
Well,
I don't know if we should be doing that, using all those assets, or just build through the draft.
Well,
Elf's got to go, man. Elf's got to go.
I hate it, bro. I appreciate the call, man. The thing is, we got to keep all options on the table, you know.
Right.
The way this team is trending, I think Tibbs is going to want a guy that's going to be ready to play right away. And I think that's also why they went in and got Vildosa from the Spanish league. You know, he's 25. He's playing professionally overseas. He's a guy that you figure can come in and help you from day one. How much can he help? I don't know. Is he the starting point guard of the future? I don't know. You know, we don't know. But, you know, maybe a trade could be on the way. You listen, as Ian Begley said earlier this week, every team is going to tap in on Dame Dollar's availability, as you should. Any smart GM is going to do that. You know, who knows if he's available or not. So I can't tell you whether it's going to be the draft or free agency or trade, but they will have their ears to the streets, no doubt, because we do need a starting caliber point guard or a guy that, you know, can get the job done if you're going to bring back D-Rose in another year. But ideally, you need somebody for the future. You know, D-Rose is for the now. You need somebody for the now and beyond. So we'll see where they go there, CK. Any thoughts on that, bro?
Yeah, we have. I completely agree. You know, I have my favorite, but it doesn't matter because we have options. You know, and that's what we need to. We need to make sure we execute on those options because we have a draft full of options. There's a lot of names in this draft that could be, like you said, the now and the future might be different because, you know, Tom Thibodeau's not that kind of guy. But who knows what we get? Who knows what happens? And then same thing goes to free agency. And then hell, we could even go into the trade market and see what happens. So like you said, I don't think that we should zone in on one thing just yet because mm-hmm. we have the options. We're doing all this with house money. Like you said, keep our options open
yeah.
and do what we got to do. Y'all know my favorite option. But the Knicks as a team
Facts.
Need to go in and talk about every single yeah. option that they got.
Keep all the cards on the table.
I'm with you on that.
Keep all the cards on the table. Make sure you yep. guys are signing up for that Lawnmower 4.0, people, because someone yes. is going home with a brand new one. Not this one. This is mine. Somebody's going home with a brand new one. So make sure you guys are signing up for the sign-in form. CK, I heard my guy Lloyd Banks is in the chat right now, right now. So everybody at Lloyd Banks and salute him. We got some of hip-hop's finest in the chat with us, never missing the show. Shout out to Chuck D. Shout out to Lloyd Banks, man, on this Mother's Day.
Crazy.
All right, a couple more before we wrap. Let's go to let's go West Coast, man. Dave, what's going on? Dave from Portland.
Peace. What's really good with y'all?
How you doing, Dave?
What's good, man?
Holding on, man. One day at a time. I'm going to keep a New York minute for y'all real quick,
no
all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, shout to Obi for great minutes in the last 4 to 5 games.
Yeah.
Got to start putting respect on our guy, for real. We can't be talking about shipping him out, you know what I'm saying, first year. Second up, Def got to get Elf up out of here. First class Spirit Air from LaGuardia, of all places, all right?
I don't think Spirit got first class, bro.
Man, somebody got to offer to drive him. Third joint, yo, join the Discord for real. Like, I know I'd be posting that in the chat and whatnot, but it gets lit in here. So I would definitely advise that. Next up, Frank. Listen, man, I know he got his little club and whatnot, but come on, fam. You've been, like, the last 3 games, he's been going in there and helping the other team's air conditioning with these air balls, fam. Like, you need to really relax. I need you to relax, you know what I mean? But, yeah, love what y'all do. Like, first time, long time as well, like the other cat. Shout to Chuck D, Q-Tip, Lloyd Banks, Pete Rock the God. Man, go next, yo.
Sure.
Hold it down.
Appreciate it, Dave. Appreciate it, man. Dave is ruthless, CK. My man said put Elf on Spirit Airlines. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, bro.
I'm saying, man.
I would not wish that on my worst enemy, bro. You got to pay just to breathe oxygen on that thing.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Forget first class. No way, bro. Man. No way. You said put Elf on Spirit. Oh, man, it's vicious, but salute to Dave. And as Dave said, definitely make sure you guys are also joining the Discord. We use it not just to take phone calls for the show, but it's the community is extending there. It's 24/7 Knicks Talk. We also have separate servers for a variety of topics, whether it's movies, TV shows, betting, video games, you name it. So the Discord is definitely on the rise, so make sure you guys are joining. We'll drop the link in the chat. Links are definitely going through the chat as we speak. All right, let's get to him, CK. The closer, ladies and gentlemen, on this Mother's Day, J Boogie from North Carolina. J Boogie, what's good, bro? Just gotta set it up.
Salute. 3 capital S's. So salute. 3 capital S's.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to my mans right here on the channel, on the board right now. Just to give y'all one's eye view. If you've never seen Lloyd Banks and you've never seen Tony Yayo, at the beginning of their grind to get on, you're looking at the young version of them with CP being the Lloyd Banks and CK2K being the Tony Yayo. Salute y'all. Shout out to all the mothers. Mother's Day, we grant y'all everything that y'all deserve. We thank you from the bottom and the top of our hearts for y'all being who y'all are. Thank you very much. Hey, big time win. Let's get into it. Let's get right to it, right?
Let's
do it like this. Let's do it on some Uncle Murder. Thought I wouldn't knock it down, Ricky. Bullet, see me on the wing. Bullet, pass it over here. I could pull it. Yeah, I could switch Uncle Murder's line and send him back at me. Yeah, big time shots for Reggie Bullet. He handling his business all over the wing. 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 7 o'clock, all angles of the 3-point line. He knocking it down. Get that man his paper. Get that man his bread. He's doing it on both sides of the court. Okay, PG, you had 14 in the first half. Come here. Let me put these clamps on you. Let me shut that down in the second half. Make sure you don't get nothing. At the same time, I'm going to continue on hitting my jumpers. You know what I'm saying? And you got to salute D. Rose for what he's doing. Yeah. You know, it's a Mother's Day. I didn't think D. Rose was going to bring Valentine's into Mother's Day the way he was passing out them roses so easily on the court. God almighty, man, thank you, Rose, for doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? When Julius, our Messiah, ain't having a good game, that's okay. Got down to the last 4 minutes. That's when big-time players start. They stand up when the game is on the line. You heard my man out there in Philly. I would say Amar Jackson said it. Mama, there goes that man. But my man in Philly said, Mama, there goes that man. Julius, can he get the ball? Oh, I got Beverly on me, too small. Jump over the top. Another pick and roll. Oh, I got PG on me, too small. Shoot over the top. Oh, shot clock running out. Step to the right side. That left lean. Yeah, I call it the electric slide when he be hitting that jumper, man. The man doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? Big time for win for us. Now we got a chance to come back 4-2. These Lakers, I want them. I need to see the Lakers, you know what I'm saying? Nobody thought we was going to beat the Clippers. But we learned from the Phoenix game. We learned from the Denver game. And that game carried over right here. No, ain't no barbershops open. Put the Clippers down. The Knicks is in town, you know what I'm saying? And we're here for two nights. Back-to-back games from the Sunday to Tuesday. We about to handle our business right here with the Lakers, you know what I'm saying? So you got to love it. You got to appreciate it. We're still fighting off Miami. We're still fighting off Boston. We're still fighting off the Lakers. You got to appreciate it. The men swinging. They ain't going down without fighting, you know what I'm saying? You got to love it. Appreciate it. Get the haters off our backs, you know what I'm saying? We're doing what we got to do. You got to love it. I wait for the Lloyd Banks and the Sad Joe real answer to come out. I need y'all to get together. Lloyd Banks, I hear the whispers. You're on your way back. Stop playing with me. I need to get back in the booth and drop something for me, you know what I'm saying? It's that time. New York on fire. The city blazing right now, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's doing what they're supposed to be doing. Staying away from that thing. Stay healthy and safe, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to all the men on Ramadan. I appreciate your love and support. Knowing you know what I'm saying? You're doing your thing every 3 hours, nothing to eat, nothing to drink, you know what I'm saying? Staying up. And then you still watching the late games and promoting everything. Shout out to y'all great men, man. Shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's had a beautiful weekend serving your mom, giving them their places, man. God bless you all. I hope you all have a great Monday, you know what I'm saying. See y'all Tuesday night. We right back still in the same season, in the same city, right here from the Clipper. Go across the hallway on the Lakers side. Yeah, pull that purple and gold on so I can step on top of it and put that orange and blue on it. Peace.
And he closes the show like a true G. Let the church say amen on this amen. Sunday. Jay Boogie from North Carolina, ladies and gentlemen. If this is your first time hearing him, it won't be the last because we call him the closer for a reason.
Right.
And on a 106-100 victory out in the West against the Clippers, it was much needed, man. Throw a five in the chat for Jay Boogie, man. Throw a five in the chat for Jay Boogie to send us home in the right way. Great call.
Yes,
absolutely
yes,
great
sir,
call,
yes,
man. And once again, man, to those of you who we may have missed today, make sure you guys call in for the next show and the next, man. We try to get to everybody as much as we can, but, you know, unfortunately, we can't get to everybody. But great show, man. Absolutely great show. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away the Manscaped, and we're going to close with reading the rest of the Super Chats, man. Thanks for everybody for joining us. Thanks for everybody who donated.
Yes, sir.
And as we keep it going, man, as these Knicks keep winning, let's go. Let's go. Caught two tough L's, bounce back in a major way. That's what I'm talking about, TK.
No, I love it. I love it.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Kawhi, 9-25 from the field. Paul George, 2-9 from three. Let's go. Let's go.
I love that Tibbs gif, man. Oh, yeah. He always gets me, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Coach Tibbs, man. Shout out to Coach Tibbs. Bro, did you hear Tibbs barking on the defensive end in the fourth quarter, bro?
Man, it makes sense why his voice is always gone by the end of the game, bro.
We playing 6-on-5 out there, bro.
Yep.
You know how they have
seven,
like
seven. Don't forget Theo, bro.
Don't forget Theo. Don't forget Theo, man. Yeah. You know how they always say, you know, the teams have to communicate on defense, and a lot of these Knicks teams don't? When you got Tibbs, you don't got to worry about that.
Yeah, you
he's going to pick up the slack, especially in the fourth, man, because we needed it, bro.
Yeah.
This is our coach, man. This is our guy, bro.
Yep.
The coach of the year.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Let's go. All right, so I'm getting the Manscaped contest ready. Who's ready to win? We had some great callers today, man, from all around the world as well, man. Went to Sweden.
We didn't get from Peter from Belize for tonight, but we'll get to him. We'll get to him on Tuesday.
He's enjoying.
He's enjoying himself, man. He's enjoying himself. You know? We heard from Rube and Rube Jr.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Rube Jr., he's a young fan, but he didn't switch up. You know, a lot of the younger generation, they follow players and not necessarily teams.
Exactly.
So for young Rube Jr. to come in and claim the Knicks, following in his father's footsteps, that's major, bro.
That's what I'm saying. That's huge.
It's huge. All right, let's finish this off with the rest of the Super Chats. All
right.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Shout out to Kareem Grant. He says, Rose on a mission today. I hope Luka becomes a D-Rose Part 2 next season. All right. Shout out to Magnus. Magnuson sends an Icelandic Super Chat. He's checking in from Iceland, CK. He says, okay. I'm not a Knicks fan, but I love you guys' show so much. Keep it up. And Derrick Rose, what a year. I love it.
Facts.
Absolutely, man. And appreciate Magnus for sure, man. Definitely appreciate Magnus. Let me get my outro music here before we wrap.
Wrap it up.
Great show. And also Tuesday, for those of you that are going to be rocking with us Tuesday, some people didn't get the notification for the watch along, but because Tuesday's game is late, we're going to be doing it live. As soon as the game starts, we're going to be doing it live. CPCK and Ashley will do live play-by-play reactions. So some of you guys that didn't get through on the phones and the Discord, you definitely have ample opportunity to do so. That's going to be like a 3-hour show. So make sure you join us on Tuesday at 10 o'clock Eastern time. DJ Kevin Mark says the most impressive win of the season. The Clippers had everyone on decks, and the Knicks straight up gutted this game out. Peyton at least touched the rim on his shot from 3 feet out. Damn. CL Kenrick says, New York Knicks don't have to travel anywhere. We must defeat LA Lakers Tuesday. Let's go, Knicks. We got this. Weedham Boys said, we beaten the Hawks in the first round. Bet on that. Don't want to see the Heat, though. LOL. Euro De Niro says, shout out to my Knicks for making $250 richer this Mother's Day evening. Shout out to CPCK, the whole Knicks fan base, NYCB up. And he shared some winnings with us, CK. I like that. Shout out to Euro De Niro, man. Came up $250, dropped us a $20 super chat. We appreciate that.
Appreciate it, bro.
CL Kenrick is against us. Happy Mother's Day 2021 to all the ladies in the chat. He's sipping. Great win on today. Good defense. I believe PG got shut down and clipped. Mike Blunts. Who do you guys think the Knicks are going to push for this offseason? Quarters, dimes, and Knicks. Hashtag quarters, dimes, and Knicks.
Okay.
We're going to get to that. Definitely going to get to that. I don't want to rush through, you know, next season targets or anything like that, but we'll definitely have ample opportunity to touch on that, but appreciate the super chat. Quercy says, my dude, since day one in Chicago, New York has a rose. Will Perez says, thought Ash was going to hit us with my intro when she came in with the year. Oh, that's Will from the Bronx, the goody footy goody, my guy. I don't even know what he says, man. But salute to Will from the Bronx. CL Kenrick against his Randall was clutch. Rose, 25 points. Bullock came through with threes for 24 points. Go, New York, go, New York, go. Noel welcomes Leonard to the school of hard blocks. Let's go. Big Surge says this team might be better than we even think. Obi will emerge in the playoffs. Reggie Hive in the building. Smack them Lakers. Let's go. Stanley Carinard says Tibbs coach of the year. Big win today. We beaten the Lakers. 4-2 on the trip. Breaking news. Crack Wings, Utica, and Snyder back open. Let's go. So Snyder Wings is back open. We might have to do a live on location from Snyder Wings.
Gotta do it.
Bowen Chances, man, oh man, I don't even know how this team could go 3-on-3 on a trip before we started, but Knicks really showed me on how it's done today. Darren Wilkinson, people usually plant roses in their gardens in May, but the Knicks planted their rose at the garden in February, and now he's growing.
Bars.
Let's go. Got you open. Appreciate it. New York for Life 12 says, can Julius play QB for the Giants? Asking for me. No faith in D. Jones. No faith in D. Jones.
Damn!
Alexandra Nick says, speed up Vildosa's immigration. Peyton, sit down. Shout out to all the real Knick fans out there. Ones that suffered through Ronaldo Bachman days.
Ooh.
Hashtag none WFANs. None WFANs. Appreciate that, Alexandra. John Diedrich says, I need your opinion, fellas, on why D. Rose shouldn't start in the playoffs. I understand saving his legs, but it's go time. Knicks for life. Well, you got it on the head. You know, Tibbs wants to make sure that he can give us something to close the game. So it's a tricky situation, but we're just trying to buy time. Larry Medina says, crazy how Taj was not on NBA team in the beginning of the year. Such a professional, true NY grit. Yeah, man. I was calling for him to keep it going. Chuck D says, yo, totally caught by surprise on Mother's Day. Frenzy thinking the game was tonight. This was like finding a Corvette under a Kwanzaa tree. Salute to the rhyme animal, Chuck D. And I think I read all of them, man. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. We'll check you guys Tuesday. Oh, CK, go ahead and sign out real quick.
Oh, man, yeah, like you said, good win today. Proud of my team. Loved everything. But Tuesday, got a big win. Close out this road trip. But you know what it is. It's your boy, CK2K. Find me everywhere, CK2K, especially here right on YouTube. Go subscribe to the channel. Hit that notification bell. Do not forget to find me over on Twitter.
Yes,
it's right here, Knicks Fan TV, baby. Another one, and we'll see you guys on Tuesday.
And Stephen J. Davis says, I was in the chat the whole show. Sent a super chat. Much love. Go Knicks. Stephen, for that, I'm sending you one of these, man. The Knicks Fan TV Playoff Edition snaps. The blue and orange. Make sure you guys are getting yours in stores right now. Go get yours. Limited time run. And Stephen Davis, I'm sending you yours. So we'll email you and get you your address and make sure that you get yours. Pete Cruz going home with the lawnmower 4.0. Congratulations to Pete. And once again, for everybody that came in, donated, we always appreciate you guys tuning in. Everybody who called in, we appreciate it. Mike's Man Cave, appreciate it as well. And remember, the show's available in audio podcast format, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all the major ones on the Knicks Fan TV. So you could always catch it in audio podcast format. Never leave home without it, man. Carry us wherever you go, man. Jump in the Discord. The conversation continues. And that's that, man. And that's that. Miguel Benitez says, I didn't read a super chat. I don't see one in here from you, but let me just do a quick refresh. Do a quick refresh, make sure I didn't miss it. Hang tight one second.
Yeah.
Just make sure I didn't miss anything. Mm-hmm. Michael Davenport says, hashtag Knicks Nation, appreciate it. Oh, we got a ton. Michael Davenport, hashtag Knicks Nation. Stephen Davis, appreciate it. Big Surge says, P.S. that fake Surge wasn't the people's champ. Above the Rim says, shout out to all of my people who have lost mothers or wives. Praise up for y'all. Kat, Mark Jackson, Monty Williams, Stephen A., Dennis Smith Jr., to name a few. Yeah, definitely, man. As we commemorate this another Mother's Day, you know, we definitely have to shout out the people who have lost. You know, mothers or mother figures in their lives. Can't take that for granted, for sure. He also says, you let me down on the Zip Zap Zoop Manscaped promo.
Yeah, man. You missed it. What happened?
Zap 90 Zoop. Seconds.
Make sure you go out there and get yours. Weedham Boy says, careful on the Kawhi slander. We're going to be recruiting him in the summer.
Right.
0313 says, long time Knicks fan. Let me just click out the phones real quick. Hang on, ZK. Hang on. Okay.
Gamer Center X saying Lakers are getting desperate.
Yeah.
Watch out.
They're in a frenzy, man. They're definitely in a frenzy. Miguel Benitez, here's your super chat. It says, RJ defending Kawhi and PG at the age of 20 and doing it effectively is awesome to see, and taking them to the hoop one-on-one, his future is bright. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And Rez 0313 says, longtime Knicks fan, love the show, CPCK and Ashley. D. Rose has sprinkled holy water on those knees. He has turned back the clock. Let's go. Once again, people, Tuesday watch along, West Coast watch along, 10 p.m. Eastern sharp. CPCK, Ashley will watch the game together, call in all throughout the game, trivia as well. More prizes to go to give away. And let's go, man. Great win, 106-100. Knicks get a crucial victory against the Clippers.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.